You might not realize it, but you want to have bats in your belfry. Bats play a huge part in the ecosystem and in human comfort in summertime. One bat can eat 1,000 mosquitoes in an hour. But over the last several years, bat populations have been devastated by a deadly fungus. The federal government has stepped in, issuing new rules to protect bats, and that's angered some industry groups. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
When it comes to bats, there are two types of people in this world. Those who are fascinated with these virtually sightless creatures that can soar through the night, using sonar and clicking sounds to catch insects. Then there are those who are frightened and disturbed by the bat's unearthly appearance, the silhouette of its wings against the night sky, a villain of vampire movies.
A winged creature of terror becomes Dracula's most fearsome new ally.
Like them or not, you have to feel bad for the 7 species of bats being decimated by white nose syndrome, named for the white fungus that crusts their faces. Jonathan Reichardt, who specializes in white nose for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, says it was discovered back in 2007 by biologists doing surveys in a cave near Albany, New York.
When bats are hibernating, they're hanging from the ceiling of a cave or mine, and oftentimes all you can see are their faces. So the first observation was these noses all huddled together with fluffy white growth around their muzzles. It's a pretty sobering thing to look at.
Millions of bats across the Northeast, the Midwest, and parts of the South have died from white nose syndrome. The hardest hit species is a northern long-eared bat. Last week, the federal government listed it as a threatened species. Tony Sullins, an endangered species expert with the Fish and Wildlife Service, says the bat falls just shy of being listed as endangered.
The species is not on the brink of imminent extinction, but within the foreseeable future, we anticipate that the species will become endangered due to white nose syndrome, and that's the very definition of threatened.
Designating the northern long-eared bat as threatened triggers new regulations and protective measures, such as limiting some tree removal from forested areas, especially in the summer months when newborn bats are nesting. But oil and gas, timber, and farming associations say adhering to those rules could drive up costs and limit new projects. Mark O'Neill, spokesman for the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau, says the new regulations could prevent farmers from putting wind turbines or natural gas wells on their property and impact how they grow crops.
One of the issues we look at is the legal application of pesticides. We want to make sure that it's very clear that any decision that has been made does not impact, because that obviously that would be something of major concerns to farmers here in Pennsylvania and across the nation.
O'Neill says businesses are being unfairly targeted by the new protections for the northern long-eared bat.
We recognize there is an issue with the bat population, but agriculture has nothing to do with that. We want to make sure what's best for the bats, but we also want to make sure that we're not threatening the livelihood of farmers.
The rules are set to take effect next month. O'Neill says the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau and other organizations will continue to voice their concerns to the Fish and Wildlife Service over these protections for the northern long-eared bat. Jackie Northam, NPR News.